When Asa became king, he did the right thing. And may we have the courage that Asa had when he made changes in the kingdom. May we be willing to step out by faith and trust God with our lives. When King Asa trusted God, the Lord revealed himself to him. God fought his battles and blessings came.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
My dear friends, it's so good to have you join us again on Truth in Fact, and we are dealing with King Asa, 2 Chronicles chapter 15. And we know that Asa was a good king. I mean, he started out right, but the problem was he did not end right. My friend, it's imperative we start out right with God, but we also must end right. Those who endure to the end shall be saved. You see, there's something here, I believe, that with King Asa that kind of bothers me a little bit. Now, we know that he brought reform to Judah. But in 1 Kings chapter 15 and verse 14, it says, "But the high places were not removed. Nevertheless, Asa's heart was loyal to the Lord all his days." Now, this seems to be somewhat kind of a discrepancy. How can this be? I mean, Asa was loyal to God and he did bring reform. He did bring the people back to God. But apparently there were some areas or high places that were not removed. These high places were places of pagan worship. It was false worship and it was displeasing unto God. But the question is, why didn't he remove all the high places? Why did he leave some? And what happened? Well, first of all, although Asa's heart was perfect towards God, not all of his actions were perfect. Now, although we may be saved and although we may love God, it doesn't mean that we'll always do the right thing. Now, I'm not making excuses for sin or failure, but there might be times when we don't make the best choices. Have you ever been there? Done that? There may be times we don't react the best way in a situation. And I am thankful that we could go to God and confess our faults and failures. I'm thankful that there is forgiveness and restoration. I'm thankful that we serve a gracious God who is ready to forgive if we'll just repent of our sins. But also the high places were places where at one time they worshiped false gods. And they would set up idols on these high places and worship. And kings were chastised in times past because they didn't break down the high places. And they would do other good things, but at times they failed to deal with the high places. And today we might say that they refused to deal with false worship, false doctrine. So instead of dealing with the real issue, instead of dealing with these false idols, false worship, false images, they just ignored it. They knew it was wrong, but they just ignored it. You see, many times we're willing to deal with certain things or areas in our lives, but not everything. See, we'll allow God to have certain access to certain areas of our heart, but not all access everywhere. And sometimes we hold back just a little bit. We're willing to let go of certain things in certain areas of our lives, but not everything. We might deal with all the other issues of our lives, but not the high places. You see, those places are mine. They belong to me. Those are sacred, and nobody's allowed to go there, not even God. But friend, if there's going to be real change, and if there's going to be true revival, and if there's going to be genuine restoration, then we need to open every area of our heart to the Lord. And that means the high places too. Friend, may we not hold back any area of our lives. May we allow God total access and full reign. You see, let God do what he wants to do. Let him come into the temple of God and clean it out and everything that doesn't belong to him. God, take away all the sin, pride, selfishness, bitterness, unforgiveness, resentment. Take it all away. God, remove all the high places that exalt themselves above you. Get rid of all the false worship, false idols. Remove self out of the way and may you be the most important thing to me above all things. May you have preeminence in my life. May you be my first love. May you be my all in all. And if you will do that, my friend, I promise you, change will come. Real change will come. The peace of God will flood our souls. And once again, the temple of God will be filled with the Holy Spirit and the oil of gladness. Praise God.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.